With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden has a warning for a longtime American ally. It's fighting for its very life.
The president said he's still committed to Israel's defense, but he would not send offensive weapons if there's a major ground operation in Rafah. He told CNN that if the Israelis invade Rafah, the U.S. will not supply the weapons and artillery shells used. Mr. Biden has said that Israel needs to do far more to protect the lives of civilians in Gaza, including in Rafah, where more than a million civilians are sheltering. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Forecasters warn of the possibility of more violent weather today across parts of the South and the Midwest. Two people killed in Tennessee, one in North Carolina, following powerful storms yesterday, tornadoes and suspected tornadoes cutting a path of destruction across a vast area. And two young siblings died in Southern California earlier this week. They were swept away by a rapidly flowing creek in the San Bernardino Mountains. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans have passed a bill to add a citizenship question to the 2030 census. Not a single Democrat voted for that bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson says, given the millions of illegal aliens pouring into the country, legislation of this type is sorely needed. He adds that states should be required to obtain proof of citizenship in person when registering people to vote.
You definitely should be concerned that illegal aliens might be voting in 2024. And that's why it is critical that we pass the SAVE Act to safeguard our federal elections and ensure that only Americans get to decide American elections.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's attempt to oust Johnson as House Speaker has failed. Democrats and many Republicans oppose the effort to depose Johnson. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 61 points. NASDAQ futures off 37 points. This is SRN News. Florida takes on woke banks.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill that addresses a new trend in which some financial institutions are closing the accounts of Christian and conservative organizations. The banks say they're not targeting anyone in particular, but the problem seems to be affecting certain types of groups a lot more than others. The new Florida law allows people to file a grievance with the state if they think a bank has done them wrong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Seven more states are suing to challenge a new federal regulation that would promote transgenderism. The lawsuits have been filed in federal courts in Missouri and Oklahoma, but Arkansas, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota are also plaintiffs in the Missouri case. The legal action marks the latest attempts to prevent the Biden administration from shoehorning transgenderism into the 1972 Title IX civil rights law. This is SRN News. Well, first it was your gas stove, now it's what you put on that stove. That's the issue.
The government now says if you can smell food cooking, it's pollution. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration study claims to have measured what they call underappreciated sources of urban air pollution, saying if you can smell the food, there's a good chance it's impacting air quality. The study's lead author says having the data is the first step to making policy decisions. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Japanese automaker Nissan saw profits soar 92% for the fiscal year through March, hitting $2.7 billion. Nissan sales grew in all major global markets except China. Annual sales rose by close to 20%. Nissan hopes to maintain its leadership in electric vehicles in the Japanese market. More details at SRNNews.com.